This is what the point is this. When you move on his word in faith, he will match you. He will, whatever it takes, he got you. You don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to figure it out.
Yeah.
And for a very long time, I messed up a lot of blessings but trying to figure out how God was going to do it.
Mm-hmm. He told me, you can figure it out, Deborah, it ain't faith.
That's
so
true.
But I have an engineering brain. I like to figure things out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do too. I'm a mechanic. I like to know what's going on.
We're nerds. Mm-hmm. We like to figure out how things work.
That's how I make my living. I have to know how it works and know what to do and how to. And God has blessed me in that.
Yes.
But if in trying to figure it out, I always ended up in doubt. So I came up with a new confessional. I said, I don't care how you do it.
I like that one. Do it, God. Do it, God.
I pray with faith and I leave it there. And I expect it, and I move on to something else. I'm free in the Lord.
Our spirit is, Lord, I don't understand this, but I know you're working on it.
Amen.
And I believe you. So those three statements, and she moves on.
Yeah. And we all have challenges. You know, the enemy work against us where you don't understand. That's considered a weakness, what you don't know. And the Lord told me the enemy gets... He enters our life or aggravates our life through three avenues: weaknesses, hurts, and fears.
Hmm.
So you got to come to weaknesses, hurts, and fears.
Uh-huh.
So if you, he did the same thing with Jesus. He saw that he was hungry.
Uh-huh.
40 days fasting, uh-huh, hungry. Mm-hmm. If you be the Son of God, turn this stone into bread.
Amen. You know, David brought out in the 23rd Psalm when he said, David admit that, hey, I'm walking through a valley of shadow of death. Mm-hmm. He said, but I feel no evil because I'm so conscious of God being with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you can be so conscious that God is with you,
yeah,
it expels out everything.
Yeah.
He was so conscious that God. Sometimes we're so conscious of the devil. Sometimes we're more conscious of the devil than we are God.
Mm-hmm.
The devil doing this to death. You know, they said this, they said, you know, get conscious of God. He was just a conscious of, hey, he's with me.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna fear.
That's
I'm conscious.
I've been listening to E.F. Bosworth on healing. And E.F. Bosworth, and it's exactly what he said.
E.F. Bosworth?
E.F. Bosworth.
E.F. Bosworth.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know, he would have thousands of people come to hear him speak on healing, and he would heal people. But anyway...
You guys noticed
I've been limping for months. So it's just been just aggravation, one aggravation after the other.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to get an MRI and I'm on my way back. And I don't know if all you guys know this, but I work for another nonprofit now. And what we do is we build ramps and stairwells,
mm-hmm,
and lift chairs for disabled people for free. So I do that all day. Then we got money and we can buy them appliances. So I'm buying people appliances, right?
Mm-hmm.
Telling them we can get you appliances new from Home Goods. And I'm driving home going like, Lord, I'm doing what you're telling me to do. And here I am limping. It's just been one aggravation after another. You know, I'm making a doctor's appointment and I get there and they haven't made their appointment. That just,
mm-hmm,
mm-hmm,
constant aggravation. So I'm driving by my building going, like, why? Why? And he said, do you think the devil's going to bother anybody that's not doing nothing?
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's where you count it all joy, don't you?
That's when I said, okay, I get it. I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing, but I mean, it's just been aggravation after aggravation.
Yeah.
After aggravation.
Well, which knee is it?
The left knee.
Let's pray for her left knee.
Amen.
Let's believe God for the left
knee. Speak to the left knee.
Yes, speak to the left
knee. Dear Lord, thank you for healing.
Yes.
I speak that knee is perfectly healed in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Jesus paid the highest cost to give us healing, and she receives it in Jesus' mighty name. By Jesus' stripes, that knee is perfected in Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. Just come in agreement with it.
I'm in total agreement with the with the apostle. Because they did. I heard there are five things that apostles did, and miracles and wonders were two of those, and healings. So I'm in agreement with the apostle.
Amen. God
is, he loves us. It's all about love. Everything he do is about love. And so the weaknesses, the enemy will jump on that. Then the other one is weak hurts. Mm-hmm. And then fears. He said, and when the enemy saw that he wouldn't eat the bread, he lost that round. He said, well, if you be the, and Jesus quoted a scripture, so he said, well, if you be the Son of God, throw yourself off this mountain.
Commit suicide.
And the angels are carrying, he quoted part of Psalm 91. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, you don't tempt the Lord your God.
Amen.
And then he tried to use the fear tactic. See, when people are in pride, they automatically get in fear with it. Fear is an agent of pride, just like faith is an agent of love. If you have love, you got faith. If you have pride, you have fear. And they always use fear tactics. And that's why the enemy wanted Nebuchadnezzar to make that statue. He was afraid of the people, and the people were afraid of him. And that would have given Satan the advantage. So when when his mind got hardened in pride, he lost his mind before the people. And after 7 years, he brought it back. So that cleared that up.
Mm-hmm.
And for those 7 years, Daniel was in charge. God thinks of everything. He can't be out with it. So the hurts are, if you feel like, hey, I'm not good enough, I guess I'll try this. No, Jesus didn't fall for that. He didn't throw himself off a mountain. And this was when Satan speaks and when angels speak, it's a heavy persuasion with it. And it's challenging to the mind. But then the fear, you know, if you worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms. You can have power. Everybody want power. That's what Satan thinks.
But that's what he thought everybody wanted.
He think
not Jesus, because he already knew.
Paul made a statement.
He doesn't have the mind of Christ, so his is kind of...
Hey, that's true.
Paul made a statement to Titus. He said, to the pure, everybody's pure.
Mm-hmm.
And to those that are defiled and unbelieving, nothing's pure. Now that statement is one of the hardest statements for a man to come up with. It had to be revealed by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because your mind is settled. When you have pure thoughts, your mind is settled and mm-hmm. everybody's pure. But that's not true. And when you're defiled and unbelieving, your mind is settled, then nobody's pure.
That's true.
Like Satan. He thought Jesus would think like him. He thought Jesus would see it his way. He thought Job would see it his way.
My grandmother used to say, a thief will always hide her purse. Mm-hmm. She thinks everybody's a thief.
A thief will always hide her purse.
She thinks everybody's a thief.
You got to remember, he did it to the first Adam. He just knew he had the second Adam.
Yeah.
He knew.
Yeah. He thought it. That's why
the second Adam didn't have an Eve, but mm-hmm. he thought he could get to him.
Yeah. He can't win against a pure-minded person. He can't win against a pure-hearted person. He can't. Even when people don't know that they have authority, Satan can't win. I've seen it happen.
It says in Isaiah, this Jesus put on the whole armor of God, put on the helmet of salvation, and he was prepared for that day in the wilderness. He was prepared.
Yeah.
But he also went to Adam with pride. If you eat this, you'll be like God.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Pride and power, like you said.
Yep.
You think everybody wants his
all power. The kingdoms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not one kingdom, but all the kingdoms of the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. It's the same situation. It's just like David said, the Lord, three crosses. You had Jesus in the middle, one on one side that went to hell, one on the other side that went to heaven. That shows us a statement. There are people who will side with the enemy, and there are people that will side with God. Mm-hmm. And it's always been this way. When Satan wanted to, he thought he could turn Job into another Nimrod. And when Job wouldn't turn the first time, he wanted to kill him. He had thoughts to kill him. The Lord had to tell him, but save his life. Because he started to realize, I can't win here. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't, and he didn't.
Amen.
So when people, if they're steadfast and unmovable, they will always overcome. Now, the more we learn about the Lord, the easier it is to do it. Because I know how people thought that I saw win, and they pull things off that's just unimaginable, because God is with us. But I want to point out something in Genesis. I saw this a few weeks ago. For the first time, I read this I don't know how many times, and then I saw this.
Praise God.
God loves us, and he's always thinking ahead, way ahead of everything.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
We know the fact that Jesus is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the earth.
Amen.
Think about that a minute. Before everything went haywire, the Lord knew what had to be done.
He was killed in the spirit. Amen.
But look at this. Now think a moment about the mindset of Satan. He's a usurper. He's going to take shortcuts. He's in pride, so he's automatically in fear. And he thinks everybody's like him because he's defiled and unbelieving. So look what God does. He's going to be the greatest and become like the Most High God, right?
Uh-huh.
All right, watch this. In verse 26.
What
and this
chapter?
I'm sorry, Genesis 1.
Okay. 1 and 26, okay.
And this is on the sixth day. And God said, let us make man in our image. You know, the sixth day is Friday. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness.
Mm-hmm.
And let them have dominion.
Mm.
Think about that. Let's comparing it to what Satan was doing. Uh-huh. I'm going to be like the Most High.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And now God's making a man out of dirt, out of dust.
Uh-huh.
Not precious metals and like he did the angels. He's making them out of the dust of the earth. And he said, let's make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. He used the word them again. Mm-hmm. Over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. Mm-hmm. In the image of God created him, male and female created he them. Now watch this one very closely. Verse 28, and God blessed them.
Mm-hmm.
And God said to them,
mm-hmm.
be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth.
Uh-huh.
Replenish means refill, which means it was filled before. And subdue it and have dominion over it.
Mm-hmm.
Now Satan don't like this because he wants the dominion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over everything that lives, and every living thing that moves upon the earth.
Mm.
So that includes everything. He has full dominion here.
Jesus.
If an angel moves, this is Adam's jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
If the devil moves on the earth, this is Adam's jurisdiction. Now, but let's go back to the word them. Now, in my mind, I thought this must be Adam and Eve. But the them he's talking to is Adam and Eve and every child that will ever be born from Adam. And this is the Levi rule. If you go back to where in Hebrews 6 where Levi paid tithes to Melchizedek because he was in Abraham's loins.
Sure did. Paid tithes for everybody.
And we were in Adam and Eve's loins
mm-hmm.
when God spoke this.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Everybody, the last man born, was in Adam and Eve's loins mm-hmm. when God spoke this. So we have full dominion if we walk in it.
Full dominion.
Full dominion if we walk in it.
That's good. That's good.
And the enemy has been stripped. So when you speak the name of Jesus, it's game over for him.
Amen.
This is why the Antichrist, according to Pierce Stone, he's alive now. This is why he's hiding in his hole. He can't come out against a fully charged, mature church. Because one of them will shut him down.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
We don't need All right. Everybody in this room individually has authority over all the power of the devil, mm-hmm. just like Jesus. Mm-hmm. Every one of us in this room has kingdom authority. We have angels that's waiting on us to say something.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I think it was Kenneth Hagin talking about it. He saw an angel in a church. And it was another guy. There were angels, and they were there, so that if the pastor prayed over that church, they were going to go out and make things happen. But they weren't doing anything. It was on Sid Roth. They were jobless angels. You know, he did a thing. And the guy must have had discernment of spirit. He saw it. And the one with Kenneth Hagin, he saw a demon holding things back. And he told him he had to get out of the church. And then he didn't want to leave, but he left, you know. But we have kingdom authority here now, in real time. Mm-hmm. And as we act on the word of God, see, faith, Smith Wigglesworth gave us the clue that faith is an act. You know, I talk about believing and trust a lot sometimes. Mm-hmm. Well, if you believe God, you know, and you, the moment you act on it, your belief turned into faith. Amen. If you trust God, the moment you act is faith now.
Mm-hmm. So, gotta be a believing believer.
Yeah, and acting on
that's
what you
good,
believe.
Yeah. That's good.
And in the things that God gave me to do, it's like Pastor said, there's a God beside and a man beside. Mm-hmm. And every day, and during the week, I do a broadcast. And when God puts something on my heart, I do it. When I do that broadcast, I want to publish it as fast as I can. And I call it putting something in God's hand. I'm giving him something to work with. And while I'm minding my own business, doing whatever I'm doing, just say, I'm blessing my people.
Amen. That's good.
And he uses what you give him.
That's good. You know, I just want to go back to Genesis where you said God made him in his image and his likeness and all this. So when he asked Adam, Adam, where are they? He wasn't looking for the man, Adam. He was looking for himself. The part that he had put in there of himself.
That's why I love the clay.
He messed up. He wasn't looking for that. That's right, Adam.
He was out of image. Mm-hmm. Out of image. I told a friend about
that. That's what he was looking for, his image. He said, where are you, Adam?
And he was clothed with the glory, so was he.
Ooh, that's when he sent the second Adam.
Because
he was looking for Adam.
They were naked because of that glow. Mm-hmm. They couldn't see their...
That's why how he knew he was naked. He wasn't clothed with the glory. No.
Glory.
Uh-huh. I told a friend of mine.
That, he wasn't looking for Adam. He knew where Adam was. He was looking for himself.
I told Ronnie, I said, when I first got that revelation that when he stopped, when the glory was gone, I told Ronnie, and Ronnie said, he was lost. Because I said, if you saw Adam from outer space, you could see Adam and Eve wherever they went. Because they outshined the sun. Uh-huh. I said, but when the glory was gone, then Ronnie said he was lost.
A little darkness there, you know? A little dark.
There's a lot of power and authority in the names of God.
Amen.
And when he named Adam, there was a power and authority given with the name. When Adam, all the animals were brought before Adam for him to name, that also released an authority because he named every animal. Mm-hmm. That was the first thing. Second thing, just a quick illustration. My neighbor down the street has a little boy that's two, and every time he's trying to mow the lawn, do work in the yard, the little boy is so helpful. His dad has to slow down what he's doing to get the kid out of the way so he won't be hurt. So one day he finally took the little boy and he put him in the truck and put his toys. When we get on God's side, we're doing the same thing. We're in his way and he's got to stop and slow down to protect us, to do what he's doing. And I got that illustration from watching that little boy. He was so helpful that he was slowing his father down. He was in his way.
And he was in danger.
His dad had to undo what he had done, which took him more time. Because the little boy, you know, was messing things up.
But he was a father.
He's a father, right. Uh-huh. But the little boy in trying to help his father.
Yeah.
Slowing him down. The dad had to redo and undo the mistakes that the little boy was making. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
He was filled dirt. Yeah. The dad had to stop to get the saw and clean that mess up before he could go back to doing the work. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes the dad...
We get in his way.
That's
he put the little boy in the truck and put toys, and I thought, Lord, I'm going to stay out of your way.
Mm-hmm. That's a priceless illustration.
That's a good illustration.
I was that little boy for a long time.
I know. Always in God's way. He's like, if you just get out of my way, you know, just take it to me. Pray,
I used to want to go away.
Just
pray, then you try to figure it out. Help him figure it out.
I don't know why.
Because I'm smart, you see? I'm smarter than God. I can figure it out.
The Lord give me the direction, I do it. And then he wouldn't say nothing. I didn't know what they expect. And I wanted to know. And I learned, it's just watch.
Yeah.
See it through. And when I started doing that, it got much better. A lot of times people stop going forward with what God got in their heart, because they don't see it's not up to their expectation.
That's walking by faith.
It's not happening the way you want it to happen. The way you figure
and I learned this too. It's better. Most times, it's better if you don't know until the right time.
Exactly.
This is as it was in the beginnings. It is now. Never will be. The disciples, they wrote things that they didn't understand.
They did.
But they wrote it by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Now, when something comes by the Holy Spirit, I want to show you this before I close. James chapter 3.
James 3.
When the Lord talked to you, these are the markers you got to watch for. And it's real. It's authentic. And you know for a fact nobody's going to agree with you, so just wait.
Try to talk me out of it.
Yeah, the religious mind will not... It will. Jesus always contradicts the religious mind. He said, for illustration purpose, I'm going to read 14, 15, 16. He said, but if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not, lie not against the truth. Don't act like it's not there. Deal with it. But the wisdom this wisdom descends not from above, but it's earthly, sensual, and devilish. Or where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work.
Amen.
Since I read that, I'm going to say this. If you want to get rid of every evil work, get rid of envy and strife. You just clear the table. Now watch, this is what I wanted to get to. Verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure,
Amen.
Which means it's holy.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right thinking.
It's honest. It's holy. It's of God. It's, mm-hmm. Nothing evil can come out of the heart of God. So it's first pure, then it's peaceable. I asked him his definition for peace. He said fellowship. So now you're in fellowship with the heart of God. And his word is the same way. And it's gentle. Mm-hmm. It is not abrasive. The next thing he said is easy to be intrigued. It's easy to understand that it's of God. If you don't understand everything about it, you can know that it's of him, because it's easy to be received and treated. Then he said, it's full of mercy. It gives the bad guy a second chance.
Yeah.
It gives your enemy a second chance. And he told us to get rid of strife before we got to this point, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. That's how we receive his word. So with love, which is charity, if you have a heart full of love, it's always easy to learn from God.
Mm.
And people struggle with the religious mind gives you a sense of pride. So strike it out. It's no good. But the heart of God, it's okay if you're not good enough, God will compensate you. When I don't know what to do, he'll compensate me. When he had me to give revelation that I have no skill in, just because I minister don't mean that I have skill there. Sometimes it's just it's like hot off the press.
Amen.
It's just a grace that came through my lips, and I have no experience yet, and I go back and ask the Lord to teach me how to do it.
One of the person here came to sit by me. They said, somebody told me if I sit by you, I'll know a whole lot. I said, well, I said, I don't know everything, but I house the one that do. He knows everything. So you house the one that do know it.
Yeah.
And he looked at me like, oh, okay, that's different. I ain't gonna say I know everything, but I house the one that do. Mm-hmm. And that's scripture.
Mm-hmm.
That's scripture. He said, hey, you got someone in you that knows everything. The greater one is in you.
Amen.
That's true.
Last comment, I promise.
And we're enjoying your comments.
Christ says, the Bible says that Christ was the outshining of God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you know what the sun looks like because of the light. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to be the outshining of God. But
Amen.
If you read scripture carefully, only time that that Christ stopped to deal with the rabble. You know, where a lot of people are yelling and screaming at him and saying things. Mm-hmm. The only time he turned aside, if you really look at mm-hmm. it, was when the Pharisees were giving his people a different idea of who God was. Stoner to death because God is merciless, stoner and killer. He's like, oh, that's not me. Mm-hmm. So the only time he turned aside to get in the grass with the Pharisees and the other seas was when they were trying to give the people a different idea and a different picture of who he was. Yeah. Other than that, he didn't deal with the rabble. Mm-hmm. So we're supposed to be that outshining.
Yeah.
So that when people see us, they'll say, okay, that's what God is like. He went about doing good, laying hands on the sick and, mm-hmm. and healing them.
Yeah. So we can, as we give God something to work with, he works with it.
That's 1 John 20:20. I have an anointing from the Holy One, and I know all things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have the knower in me that knows all things. Mm-hmm.
When he says something that's new to me, I said, Lord, teach me about it.
Yeah.
Now this is my last thing. I've been asking the Lord to help me be covenant.
Hey, y'all, it's 10:33. 10:33. Come on,
y'all. A lot of time. Like Kim and Cobus, up, we out of time.
But, well, I've enjoyed this so much.
You said John, 1 John 2:20, I think.
Yeah. Brother Charles, you'll pray us out.
Father, we just thank you for this time, this opportunity to come before you. We thank you for the awesome word of God that
yes.
came forth this morning. Continue to bless this class. As we be with us as we leave this place until we come again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I got one more announcement. My dad, I put his sermons on audio page 8 on my website, on newlivingletters.com. I'm putting his old sermons, and it's coming out clear, cause
whoa.
A guy from the radio station, he does a radio museum, but he's cleaning them up for me.
Okay.
And sent them to me, and then I got 5 of his messages on audio page 8.
Okay, it's 1 John 2:20.